in Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, August the 19th, 2008. Each week we address the latest in geospatial technology news and applications. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
We're going to talk today about why Autodesk blew away their quarterly revenue forecast and saw their stock jump 12% last week. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. ArcGIS 9.3 is now available and offers a complete suite of software that improves your entire GIS workflow.
Adina, Autodesk released their quarterly revenue numbers last week, and just as a recap, they reported $620 million for the quarter of fiscal 2009. That's an 18% increase over last year. They saw some significant growth in areas that I thought were quite interesting. 40% revenue increase in emerging markets. They saw some growth in the AEC group, about 21% to $144 million. Overall profit margins were 19%. These are all strong profit growth considering the economy. They also closed four acquisitions, mainly in the visualization and simulation area. According to Carl Bass, the CEO, he was saying that these acquisitions are mainly to engage the energy-efficient building sector. With respect to mapping products, the only thing I heard mentioned on his conference call last week was that AutoCAD Map experienced some solid growth. All of these numbers are suggesting that this is more than just a healthy jump considering the global economy, which is supposed to be experiencing a slowdown. And Bass himself mentioned that there was no indication to him that people would not renew maintenance due to this supposed downturn in the economy. These are really strong indications that the market, at least for visualization, building information models, mapping products, are continuing to see strong growth regardless of what the rest of the world is experiencing. We wanted to bring this to our listeners' attention primarily because people are always asking us, how big is this market? How is this going? And this is one indicator. It's really one big indicator. And the other reason I think we need to mention this is Autodesk is one of the few public companies in which we can monitor growth through numbers that have to be reported on a regular basis. Strong growth and I think a very nice indicator, kind of a benchmark for what may be happening in the general geospatial market.
I looked at those numbers, too. I actually had a very different take on it. Certainly, it's amazing that a company can be growing at all in these challenging times, but that sort of needs to be tempered, of course, because of the state of the U.S. dollar. And what that translates to is that while, for example, Europe, the Middle East, and African revenue was up 31%, if you stabilize the currency, it's only a 15% growth. Similarly, in Asia-Pacific, an 18% growth in revenue comes down to 11%. And in the Americas, North, South, and Central, there was an increase of about 4%, but we really don't know how much of that was U.S. So the way I want to read these numbers ties into the comment that you made, that Carl Bass made, that there's no indication that people are going to not be re-upping on their maintenance. And what that says to me, I think that's probably true, and I think the reason it's true is these pieces of software are not optional. They are required. This isn't like a family that can decide, well, we're not going to take a vacation this year. There are clear business reasons they need to have these tools because they are allowing them, the customers, to be successful. And that's really what we're seeing here, that Autodesk clearly has a large number of customers worldwide, including in these very strong emerging markets, that are going to town with this stuff.
One of the things that he mentioned, if you wanted to predict how the company is growing, he addressed an issue with regarding currency, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. The first thing I wanted to say was that he visualizes his growth. He says, if you want to see how we're doing, you look at the day before. And then you look at the week before. He says his growth in his company is linear. What he's saying is that we're seeing this rather gradual increase in our business model, and perhaps the way he's structured the business, he's continuing to see this. He's not forecasting any slowdown. I think that's what the market was reacting to, is that he was so positive on what he sees in the third and the fourth quarter. And again, based on, if you look at the previous quarters, it's not exponential growth, it's rather linear, and he sees continued growth in this area. The second thing was, he received a couple of questions about currency fluctuations and what you mentioned. And he says, yeah, that's a really interesting question. We don't normally report this. We don't usually mention currency fluctuations, but given that you asked the question, yeah, you have to take into consider currency fluctuations. But even so, even if you built those in, we're still not seeing any real impact to our business, other than to recognize that we have to deal with it.
I would tend to agree with that. I mean, a 15% growth in any part of the world in these times is phenomenal.
You may have to look even beyond kind of the numbers and say, well, were you affected by any other external factors? He had one question, well, was your business affected by the earthquake in China? He said no. He said, what about reacting to the fact that Asia Pacific's going to close down after the Olympics stop? He said no. So he's not seeing any of these external factors impacting the business. And I would suggest that going beyond Autodesk, that may be a general trend in the geospatial business, that as you said, these are tools. We need these tools to get done, to get our work done, and therefore we're going to continue at least on a steady pace to add to our investment.
Now, I have to take issue with something you just said, which is that this sort of bodes well for the broader geospatial industry. Autodesk is not a geospatial company. It has a very small corner that connects with geospatial, but tracking how it's doing as a measure of what our little corner of geospatial is doing, I don't think it is quite effective. I mean, so much of its money comes from things that have absolutely nothing to do with what we do. I mean, the inventors and the Revits of the world and mold flow, I mean, that has nothing to do with what we do. Now,
yeah, it's true, but...
You get into a fuzzy area, certainly, with something like Civil 3D, Map 3D, and while you noted that map sales have gone up, sure they have, but that product has been, as you point, very steadily getting market share. It never really exploded, and frankly, I don't think it ever will. Not because it's a bad product, but because the kind of people that can take advantage of that particular implementation of GIS isn't as big as maybe we thought it was.
Yeah, the only thing I would take exception to what you said was that you can't necessarily predict it. I guess what I'm thinking of is, on the broader IT market, you don't see the real slowdown. And I want to extrapolate that to GIS, because if you need a tool, it doesn't appear like the overall economy has been affected by the fact that you're going to decrease that expenditures in that tool. And I look at what's happening at Microsoft and Oracle, two companies, although not specifically geospatial, but in the IT world, their revenues have indicated relatively solid growth. Both of them recently had numbers that were pretty darn strong. Now, if you want to go to another big IT person or quasi-IT person like Google, they were affected by advertising revenues. Okay, so they took a big hit that way. But the true IT companies, the bigger IT companies, are relatively stable and relatively growing. And so while we can't see what the numbers are for ESRI or Intergraph, or even break it down to Pitney Bowes mapped info, though we could look at that when they release numbers, it just seems like the overall IT business seems to be okay.
And I'll give you that. And again, I think it comes down to that technology is becoming the food, clothing, and shelter of all businesses all over the world. It's not optional. What I think you noted with Google having trouble with advertising, while many in marketing would say it's absolutely required, it's a little bit more optional, perhaps, than some of these technology tools.
Yeah, well, people would look at that as revenue that they knew that they could cut back on. But if you've got a large database purchase coming up, or if you've got to have the tools to do the next design build,
That's not optional.
No, you need that stuff. You need it now.
Now, the other side of Autodesk business that I think is very interesting for us to look at is how it's positioning itself with regard to the rest of the industry. And I want to talk here specifically about geospatial. Unlike Microsoft and Google, who have really gone out sort of full force in envisioning 3D, in making 3D part of the free tool set that they make available to anyone, non-professionals, Autodesk has really gone 180 degrees from that and stuck right with professional engineers and designers. This is not about the general population. In fact, you don't even hear Autodesk's name in the same conversations that you do with Google's and the Microsofts. Because everybody knows what they're doing, and everybody knows what they're doing in terms of things I can play with. Autodesk doesn't really have any things regular people can play with. It's all pretty serious, business-related tools.
Well, and that's their core competency. So Bass has done is really stuck to his core competency, and the acquisitions that he made are supporting those competencies. I mean, he closed four acquisitions this quarter in simulation area. These are tools that are augmenting those highly professional computer-aided drafting solutions.
Autodesk is not getting distracted, and I think that speaks very well to their success. They need to hang in there. Now, there was one other acquisition I think we need to mention. It didn't close last quarter, and that's of a company called 3D Geo, GmbH, that's out of Germany, that Autodesk is in the process of acquiring. And this is a really interesting buy, because unlike what Microsoft and Google did by sort of acquiring very easy-to-use tools that they could then turn around and put out for free, Autodesk is going, again, 180 degrees in the other direction. This company is described as a maker of intelligent 3D urban model software, and products are made in accordance with international standards. So the big thing that they have is a free City GML viewer. Well, regular people don't use City GML viewers. In fact, regular people don't know what City GML is. In fact, regular people don't know what GML is, and that's fine. But Autodesk is clearly saying this is what our business users are going to need. They're going to need 3D models. They're going to need to follow standards. That's the vision that we have for what 3D is about. It's not about flying through virtual Earth or Google Earth and having people plop their own buildings in there.
Well, and I think the best thing you just said was they're not losing focus, and the stockholders are benefiting from that, and the market is benefiting, or at least realizing that this is a company that's got a very serious suite of tools that they're putting together to do things that the professional engineer, the professional surveyor, the professional geospatial user is going to use and benefit from. Once this economy does turn around, once the global economy does start to take off again, and they're going to be ready to supply these tools to the broader market. That's all the time we have today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the ESRI Latin America User Conference will be held in Santiago, Chile, October 1st to the 3rd. Please come and share ideas, meet with our technical staff, and learn about the latest advancements in GIS technology at the main event for ESRI users in Latin America. For more information, please visit us at www.esri.com/events.
And I did want to mention that we did pick a contest winner for our recent contest at the ESRI User Conference. We received a number of submissions on all different kinds of topics. Some were sort of serious, some were kind of funny, but we did have one that stood out above the rest. It's from Lynn Rosenstrater, a research fellow in geography at the University of Oslo. And she wrote to talk about the message of sustainability and a new thematic tract at the conference called Climate Change GIS. And I hadn't seen any coverage of this at all, so I was very excited that she told us what she saw. We'll add a link to her post in the show notes, and I encourage you to read it.
If you'd like to write to us about anything you've heard today on our podcast, please send us an email at editors@directionsmag.com. We'll see you again next week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.